Bamalot coming to the Ferndale Repertory Theater. How fun is that? We have got the director of the show, Carol Escobar, along with the Lady of the Lake, Brandy Lacey, here. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. Good morning. Good morning, Humboldt County. Woo!
Yes.
And other parts unknown.
Other parts unknown. And there are many, many unknown parts. Speaking of parts, there's a lot of parts in this play. There's a lot of people. You're going to be packing onto the stage of the Ferndale Rep, right? Yes.
There is.
Yeah.
Yeah, a cast of 18 and four backstage crew and a lot of tech people.
That's a lot of folks.
It's a lot of people.
How do you direct that many people, Carol?
Very carefully, Cliff. Very carefully. Yeah, no, it's an amazingly talented crew. We have, you know, everybody's volunteering their time to come on down and do this, and we got the best of the best for this one.
Fantastic. Well, this is a great show. It's been on Broadway for many, many years. I had a chance to see it once. I was talking with Brandy. You said you saw it in New York a few times, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, my son Alexander saw it in New York as well. So very cool that we got a local production of this happening. Very fun. This is, if you're a Monty Python fan, this is definitely the thing to see. This was, I guess, Eric Idle was kind of the driving force behind this, wasn't he?
I believe so,
yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, fantastic. What led you guys to decide to take this on? Because it's a challenge.
Well, Brandy, what allowed you to want to come and audition for the Lady of the Lake?
Well, years and years ago when I saw Spamalot for the first time, mm-hmm. back in 2005,
mm-hmm.
I wrote down in a journal that she was my dream role. Lady of the Lake was my dream role. And now, years later, almost 10 years later, I get to play her. So that's really awesome.
That's pretty dang cool.
So of course I was going to audition with a dream part right there. It's like, mm-hmm. I'm going.
You did it.
Yeah.
And you got it.
Yeah.
So who are some of the, I know you got 18 people, who are some of the main players?
Well, Eddie Olson is mm-hmm. playing the king, and I got to say, he's amazing. I mean,
King Arthur.
Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. he's just amazing. Dimitri Tokarski. We got Jeremy Webb, who's a local guy who mm-hmm. you've seen on stage quite a bit. Tyler Egger. My goodness, Bobby,
mm-hmm.
whose name I may or may not be able to pronounce. He's just Bobby to me. He's playing Patsy.
Uh-huh.
We have an amazing cast, and Brandy is going to be probably pretty modest here today, but flippin' phenomenal. She's a New York-trained actress.
Woo!
She can sing. She can act. I was just thrilled when she walked through the door for audition, because there's only the one female role other than ensemble,
uh-huh.
and we have cast it to the level of a professionalism that is not often seen here on the stages of Humboldt County. So we're thrilled. We're going for a professional production here, and I think we've achieved that.
Fantastic. Well, there's a lot of music, of course.
Oh, there. Yeah. Well, it's a musical.
It is a musical. So that would make
there is a band.
I'd like to see a musical with no music. It'd be like the musicless musical.
Oh, I believe that's called a drama. Just saying, or a comedy. But yeah, this
saying.
Has music,
this
and the band is hot. Diane Zuliger is the musical director. Mm-hmm. She has brought in some amazing musicians. This is one of the tightest bands I've ever seen.
Nice
or heard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've seen them and I hear them every night, so they're really phenomenal.
How many pieces in the band do we know?
You know, it varies. She's mm-hmm. actually got a rotating band because a couple of people have to come in and out, but mm-hmm. I think they managed to fit like 8 people up on this little teeny tiny space on the stage.
Wow.
I don't know how they do that, but I believe there's, what, 8 or
pulling
so?
Their elbows,
yeah.
I think. Yeah, that's what they have to do. Yeah,
seriously, I'm like, I'm so sorry, Mr. Bass Player, but we're going to pack you in up there. So nobody's complaining about it. They're all really thrilled to be there. So
wow.
They're looking on the bright side of life.
That's yeah, right. That's yeah, one yeah. of the songs you guys sing.
Absolutely. And that's one of the more well-known songs that we'll be performing. And I think everybody knows it's based on, you know, Monty Python's Search for the Holy Grail.
Sure.
And there actually are a couple of musical numbers in that, if you recall.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is when the knights all go to Camelot and they sing, "We're knights of the round table. So that'll be in there, too.
Dance whenever we're able or something like that.
Yeah. Well, they like to eat Spamalot, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a really fun play. If anyone who's never seen this before or has shied away from musical theater, don't shy away any longer.
This is the one to come see because it's so much fun.
It's a gateway play.
Yeah.
That's what I called it. I said it's a gateway musical.
That's
if you
right.
don't like musicals, it's going to break you into the musical scene.
I don't like singing show tunes. Well, you're going
you
to after
now.
This.
Yeah. I mean, everything's done so tongue-in-cheek, and the lyrics are hilarious. So, yeah, if you like to laugh, I'm pretty sure most people like to laugh.
Most people do. There are a few curmudgeons out there who don't.
Well, then come and
laugh.
See it. We'll lighten you up a little bit.
I don't laugh. I'm sorry. It's off the table for me.
I refuse to have fun in my life. So you don't have to be a big Monty Python fan either. I mean, this is going to be entertaining
but
on
it doesn't
all sorts
hurt.
Of levels. No, we will not disappoint. You'll see some iconic characters from Search for the Holy Grail.
Sure.
Tim the Enchanter's in there. You know, we've got, you know, men playing women's parts. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to – all the iconic characters that you see from Search for the Holy Grail are incorporated in this show. And, of course, they added the one female character, Lady of the Lake.
Mm-hmm.
So got to give a girl a chance out there on that stage with Monty Python. Not all the female characters are played by men.
Well, historically, throughout theater history, that's how it was done. So.
Very true.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a historic play.
It is, yes, indeed. Staying true to, you know, Elizabethan playwrights.
That is right. Now, there is some borrowing from other Monty Python things, like Always Look on the Bright Side of Life, I think it was from
Life of Brian.
Right. But, you know, these are terrific. And, you know, I think, you've got the credits right here. It's a book and lyrics by Eric Idle. Music by John, how do I say this?
Dupree.
How do you say it?
Dupree.
Really? How do you say it?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm glad you said it. And Eric Idle. So, yeah, Eric Idle had a big hand in this. And, you know, I actually have an album of his where he just sings Monty Python songs. So it's like, you know, it's.
There are a lot of them, too.
Yeah.
You know, we've been watching a lot of Monty Python in my house just to get in the spirit of it. And, there's some pretty funny stuff that they do in some of their movies, so musically wise.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, comedy wise. I mean, these guys were brilliant.
Yeah.
The first to do the kind of comedy that they did. So we're not imitating any particular member of Monty Python, but we are imitating their style.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to stay true to the style of Monty Python.
Yeah,
so.
It's a terrific play. As we said, it's been on Broadway for many, many, many years. It's, mm-hmm. it's toured all throughout the country. As a matter of fact, there was a touring company that came several years back to the Van Duser Theater, I think. That's one that I saw. So it's wonderful to see a local cast taking this on.
Yeah,
this is really going to be a lot of fun.
They've been working really hard. I think people are going to be surprised from the minute you walk in. The set is amazingly gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Neary came down and designed and painted the set for us. And our goal with this one was to leave people with a little jaw-dropping as far as the quality of the theater that we're capable of here in Humboldt County.
Cool.
Because, you know, when it all comes together like this show did, you really won't know that it's a local cast. You'll be like, wow, those are some amazingly talented people on stage. And I'm sure glad I came. I think I'll see it again.
Mm-hmm.
So well, you can come see it more than once.
You can. It's like movies.
Indeed.
Except it could be different each time.
Well, that's just it. It'll be live. And there's so much happening on stage with mm-hmm. some of the bigger group numbers. It's one that, you know, you might want to come back and see twice. I think it'll be that entertaining. I have a girlfriend. My best friend hates musicals. She's excited to see this one.
Wonderful.
Go figure. I don't know. But we're coming.
Oh, I'm definitely going to be seeing it with the family. And now it actually starts tomorrow night, but that show is already booked.
Yeah, it's a
that was already booked.
Event. Someone booked it, yeah.
It's already booked. So, you as the listening public can see it starting Saturday, right?
Yes, and it'll run for 4 weeks, and there are 4 Sunday matinees, which I think is important
wow.
to let people know because a lot of people like to go to matinees.
Mm-hmm.
So, 4 Sunday matinees.
Wow, that's mm-hmm. a lot of matinees.
Yeah.
Oftentimes, you know, there'll be like 1 or 2 matinees, but you got 4.
Yeah, well, this is that good of a show that we want to make sure everybody comes down to see it. And, yeah, it'll be worth the drive. You know, it's not that long of a drive to Ferndale, people. I made it down here at 8:30 to do this interview.
I come here every day.
Yeah.
See? At 5:30 in the morning.
See?
Which is important that we let people know, too, that the starting time for the evening shows is 7:30. So we've moved it up a half hour. So,
that's good to know.
And then the show ends before 10 o'clock. So it's not a hugely late evening either, but... You know, Friday, Saturday nights, that's not too late for most people, I don't think.
And, yeah, and then for the one Thursday show that we have, it's better for people who have to get up Friday morning.
Sure.
Yeah, if we can mention the Thursday Thursday performance on the 20th, any money that's raised from ticket sales at night goes to the actors. So just a reminder that everybody volunteers their time. So
mm-hmm.
that's their one opportunity to get a little monetary compensation. So if you want to support the actors, come see it on Thursday the 20th.
Excellent. All righty. Well, thank you both for coming in. I'm really looking forward to this. It's a great play. Very happy that Ferndale Rep's taking it on.
Yeah, we are too, and I think we're going to do them proud. So,
all right,
it's going to be fun.
All righty, that is Monty Python's Spamalot, Ferndale Repertory Theater. And that is going to be getting underway for you to see this coming Saturday night.